is Javier.
Hi, Javier. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I understand that you were on our website and you wanted some information regarding promoting your business.
Yes. So I have a friend of mine who, I have a few friends actually that you guys help them with promoting their businesses, and they refer me to you. One of them is Freddie Carcamo from Stucco Bros of Tampa.
Uh huh.
He's had great success with you guys. As a matter of fact, since he started using you guys, his business has boomed. And I'm looking
for
something
like that.
Wow,
that's good. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I have a few businesses. Actually, I have multiple businesses.
Okay.
And some of them have been running for years. We started new divisions, breaking off from the mother business. We have opened new divisions, but I would like to, you know, get exposure, as much exposure as possible, for all the businesses. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about the businesses. How many are there, and what are you specializing in? I saw the website, so it looks like you're flipping homes. Is that, am I reading it right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay,
our main business is our main business, which is a mother business, JML Investments and Management. We build, we flip, we do wholesale, and we do property management.
Okay.
I'm not I don't want to focus so much on the investments part because we already have a handful of investors that we work with. We trust them. They trust us. So we're doing good in that regards. In the JML Investments and Management, we want to focus more on the management part. So we want to, for, you know, Airbnb property management, so whether it's short-term or long-term rentals, we do both. So we want to grow that area of the business so, you know, we get more clients that want us to help them manage their Airbnbs or just regular long-term rentals. So we want to grow that area of the business, the management side. And then we also have a we just opened a new division for construction. It's called JML Custom Kitchen and Bath. But we really do general construction. We do painting, flooring, stucco as well, carpentry, a little bit of everything, tile work. But the name of the business will be JML Custom Kitchen and Bath. And then we offer a variety of services under that. So we have been doing construction work for the past, like, 12 years. But it has been very low-key, it's been more specific towards investors, whereas of right now, and we have been doing that under the JML Investments and Management business, but now we want to specialize and be able to target also retail customers. I want to be able to do, you know, remodel a bathroom for someone in South Tampa, West Chase, West Chapel, wherever they call us from, be able to deliver that service as well. And lastly, my wife and I are real estate agents. So we would like to target that. We would like to target that and, you know, be able to get our faces, our brand as, we're called the JML team. My name is Javier. My wife's name is Liz Betty. And then, we do good. We are, from our office, we're the top sellers or the top realtors. We typically, do an average of $12 to $15 million a year in sales. So we're already doing pretty good. But this has all been organic. We never do any advertising. Sometimes we'll run a Facebook ad. That's pretty much it for like a whole week. But we don't really advertise at all. Besides the Facebook ad that we run occasionally. The thing that we do have an office manager that helps us. Her name is Michelle, and we do have a crew on the construction side. But it's me running the whole show. Trying to delegate as well, but I can only do so much on my own. And I really need a team to help us with the whole marketing. To do a marketing strategy, get our faces out there, get our names out there for the different businesses.
Okay. So I have a question. I noticed that there's different addresses associated with your business. So there's the Elrich Road on your website, but then on the Google business page, there's 85 Gunn Highway. So tell me a little bit about that. Are those
old addresses. I haven't even gotten a chance to update any of that since I'm trying to do
so
many things at the same time.
You're still located in Tampa?
We are, yes.
Okay.
And all businesses run from the same address. The actual address on the DLLC, I have it as under my personal home, just because it's easier for me to get mail there. But our physical address is has changed. We're right by the airport.
Okay, okay. So, but, so I want to make sure that I'm understanding. You have the investment portion of the business that you don't really feel that you want to promote. What you want to promote more is the property management and then the general contractor side of it, right?
And the real estate as agents, correct.
Oh, and the real estate,
I mean,
that's
we,
right. There's three different legs.
If we do get any, leads on the investment side, of course, it will be welcome. People that want to flip or build new or whatever the case may be. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, it will be welcome, but it's not our focus. We will rather focus on the management side of the business. And if we do have to open a new division, like a new name for JML Property Management or something like that, that's fine. I would just like to keep the JML. That's why I originally started JML Investments and Management, so we can cover a variety of services in the real estate sector.
Okay. And then last question, Javier. I know you said you'll go anywhere, but tell me a little bit about the service area. How far in miles typically would you cover for a new client? I mean, not the farthest that you've gone, of course, but just the average.
We cover for management, you mean?
Yes.
For property management? Okay, for property management, I would say 35 miles out. We will cover Hillsborough County, Pasco, Hernando, Pinellas, so all around Tampa. I wouldn't go as far down as Sarasota or Bradenton, but
okay.
We'll go down to St. Pete. We'll go all the way up to Spring Hill, Brooksville. We'll do Plant City, Lakeland. I think anything past that would just be too ambitious for the time, and we're just not there yet. Maybe in the future we will want to grow that, but not at the moment.
Okay, okay. And then would the same go for the general contracting and the realty, or would you want to stay closer to, like, your backyard for those?
For general contracting, I think it would be the same, although working in St. Pete would be very tricky. I will be specific, but yeah, we could get the lease and then we'll determine whether we want to do the work or not. But yeah, it will be the same.
Let's say
it will be the same for all three businesses.
For all three, okay.
Also
so then,
agents. Yes.
So do you have separate websites for these businesses? Because if not, we can create them. I just wanted to double check if you do. Because the one that I see looks like it's more for the investments, but you don't want to grow that side of the business, right?
What was that again? I'm sorry. Repeat your question.
Do you have separate websites for each of the entities, or would you
yes.
need websites?
I already have websites that I've created. Yes. So we have a website for the investments called Investments and Management, which is called investjml.com.
Okay.
I'm probably pretty sure that's the one you looked at.
Yeah, that's the one I'm looking at. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we have for the contracting, it's called JML Custom Kitchen Bath.com.
Okay.
And then for real estate, we don't have one.
Okay.
We should probably
mention and that, for the property management too, right?
Well, I guess the property management, Invest JML, we will have to restructure or build one that specifies on property management. That's why I was saying I don't know if it would be better to just, like, open a new wing just for management or go under the same investments in management or maybe just open a different website, even though you have the same name, but you have two different websites, because the InvestJML, as you can see, only focuses on investing. It shows our projects and whatnot, but it doesn't really specify anything about property management.
Okay. So there's a couple of different angles that you would take. So I would, I'll give you pricing of what I would recommend for one entity. And then if you want to double it or triple it and do a separate profile for each leg of your business, we would set it up accordingly. Okay. So for one location, you have two different options. There's the Platinum package, which includes $100 worth of Facebook ads, or there's the Premier Platinum package, which would also include $300 worth of Google ads. Okay. So the main bulk of the program, and I can look up and see what Freddie's using if you like, but the main bulk of the program is includes the first page listing on Google, the first page listing on Bing. So we would take the Google business profiles and optimize them so they would show on the very first page of the search results where high traffic is generated, okay? And then part of what we do to get that accomplished is we would program you into all of the popular directories in your area, okay? So if it's a new leg of the business or you wanted us to restructure something, we would do what's called a NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, make sure that everything's consistent across the board because inconsistencies would hurt your rankings, okay? And then, and it's okay if you use different addresses for the different entities and different phone numbers. That's actually beneficial to you. But just in general, if there's different old addresses associated with your new business, we could get that cleaned up, okay? And then we would do the programming into the mobile platform. So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result that you'll get from, say, a smartphone or a tablet than you would get from a regular computer, okay? So we would do that mobile optimization, meaning that your businesses would also show up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? So if you went for the Platinum bundle, it would be a flat rate month-to-month of $299 monthly. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now,
and the one time would be how much? I'm sorry, $99 you said?
Yes, yeah, $99 for the setup. So that would be $398. Okay. But you said that you've run your own Facebook ads occasionally. So let's say that you're thinking, hey, I've already, you know, put an ad out here and there and I don't really want the Facebook ads, but I do want the Google advertising. Then you could get the Premier bundle and that would be $4.99 monthly. Okay, so either way,
I would want, honestly, because I'm going crazy here doing so many things. We all are, because we're all trying to tackle different areas of the business and keep growing.
Right.
So I would want you guys in this case to, you know, obviously I will have to provide the content, or maybe you can, I don't know, we'll have to figure something out. But I would want you guys to, you know, run ads on Facebook. I want to be the, when someone puts bathrooms in Tampa, I want to be the first name that pops up, or any of the services that I offer. I want to be the first name up there or up there. Same thing for,
so then
you
would just do $5.99. So the $4.99 package includes $300 worth of Google ads, but not the extra $100 of Facebook. So if you wanted us to kind of manage the Facebook, the Google, the mobile optimization, all of the directories, your entire online presence, that's just $599 monthly. And then the $99 setup fee goes on the first payment only. So it would be $698. So
and that's obviously you, per business, right?
Per business, yep. So let me just see here. We don't We wouldn't restructure this site if you wanted a new site for the property management side of it. However, if you own this domain, we can use this domain and build a new site on it. So I'll send you some of the custom web design examples just so that you can look at them and you can see, you know, what the layout is. And, you know, I could even potentially get that included for you at no additional cost. So let me just find it here, though.
I think because this website already focuses on investments, I think it would be good to hopefully restructure, and since we already, the thing is that the domain only specifies InvestGML, so it doesn't really, when you look at the domain, if I tell you this is my website, you don't think of, oh, they manage properties. They just, you know.
Exactly. That's why when I looked at it, I was almost hesitant to say, well, it looks like you're flipping houses, but I hope I'm getting it right, you know, because I didn't see anything, you know,
that's
relating to property management on there. Yeah.
And that's the way it started. We have certainly grown since we started this. And we actually structured the website, I want to say, back in like 2019, 2020. Before then, we were just winging it, you know, kind of. But what I would want to do is I possibly get a new domain. I use GoDaddy for all this stuff. So I don't know if you guys could do that. I don't know if there's an option for some kind of like a package deal to run the management, to do, so pretty much to take care of our full online presence for both the management, the construction, and the real estate sector. I don't know if you guys do the website or if I will have to get a domain with GoDaddy and then you guys customize it as you think will be best. I guess we will have to go a little bit deeper into that. But I, you know, $5.99, that doesn't sound bad to me. I will probably do $5.99 for the construction, and then do probably the $300 for the property management and the
real estate.
And the real estate, or well, I'll have to see. But if you guys can somehow give me a better pricing on all three combined, then I'll be looking more into maybe doing the higher option for all three.
Yeah, I like the way that you think though, because I'm a firm believer that you have to crawl before you can walk, so to speak. So, you know, I have people that call up and tell me, oh, I want to put $10,000 into Google Ads. And I say, that's great. I would love to take your $10,000 and put it into Google Ads. But why not start with a more conservative and get your phone ringing and see what this will do for your business? And then you can always grow it down the road, right? Because this $5.99 package, like I said, it includes $300 worth of Google Ads, $100 worth of Facebook Ads. As you track it, you might say, Tina, I'm doing so phenomenally well with the Facebook ads, I want to put $300 into it this month. Or I'm doing so phenomenally well with the Google ads, I want to increase it to $1,000 this month. So you can always increase or decrease the budgets as you go. So one thing that I could do to help you out a little bit is I could put you into friends and family pricing, and that would reduce each package by $50, meaning it would be $549 for the entire package. If you want to do that for all three, I could take an extra $50 off of the second and the third. So it would be $549 for the first business. The second business, you'd get that entire package, but you'd only be paying $4.99. And then the same would go for the third entity. You'd be paying $4.99. And then that would include, like I said, the everything. You'd get the Google ads, the Facebook ads, all of the optimization, the directories to give you that strong internet presence. Also, I think I forgot to mention this to you. Each profile, you would get a detailed tracking system. So you're going to be able to see, you know, which clients you're receiving. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. and we could even do integrated tracking numbers on each of the profiles. So you would have an app where if somebody called you through the tracking number, you could go into the app and you could listen to the call for quality assurance, or you could, you know, collect data, you know, the time and the stamp of the phone number and the person that called, things like that. And people love those tracking numbers because they're designed in such a way where they would eliminate spam callers. So you know how a lot of spam callers are computer generated? So on our tracking numbers, we put a press one or a press two greeting. Either option would go to you, but if it's a computer, they can't press one or two. So those calls would fall off. And when you're connected to someone through the tracking number, it's an actual live person.
Okay. So people will call through that tracking number instead of calling directly to our office number?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So we would create a new, you know, whatever area you're targeting, you know, let's say it's an 813 area code number, but when people call it, it would still forward over to your number.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it would
so
help you also with your ranking.
A new phone number? Maybe I'm understanding it wrong. It will have a new phone number, is that?
If you want to put a tracking number on there, but it's not mandatory. It's just an option. Uh-huh. It's a little upsell that we usually offer our existing clients for an extra $300, but obviously I wouldn't have to. I could put that on there for you at no cost if you wanted to try it. But, you know, some people say, I don't want a tracking number. I just want all the calls to come to me directly. That's okay, too. It's just that you wouldn't have the benefit of, you know, tracking the calls through the app or anything like that. So if you wanted that feature, you could do it, but it goes hand-in-hand with the tracking number.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys offer any kind of, maybe I'm going, like, out of subject here, but do you guys offer any kind of, like, if I wanted to wrap my car or something like that, is that something you guys also offer or no?
So you mean to, oh, no, I see what you're saying. No, we don't do, like, the car wrapping or flyers or any paper type
you
of,
do,
you know.
Flyers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we
thing
do.
That I was planning on doing eventually, like, you know, send mail, like send postcards or some kind of flyer to specific zip codes, especially for the construction part and real estate part. Well, really for everything. But the construction part, like send to, you know, the better zip, the best zip codes in Tampa, just send out a flyer. So you guys don't do that service?
No, no. But I always look at it with the online advertising kind of is doing that in a virtual way, because look at it like this. Google calls this a micro moment, you know, putting JML, you know, whatever leg of your property that you, whatever leg of your business that we're promoting at the time, putting that aspect of the business in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, right? Google, like I said, calls that a micro moment. So let's say that you paid somebody to go all around Tampa and the surrounding areas in the 35-mile radius to do a huge flyer or direct mailer campaign, and they were going to all these doors and businesses and everything, just promoting you 110%. That's smart for branding, but sometimes if people don't need your service right at that moment, no matter how nice that flyer is, the idea will get stuck on the back burner, right? And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner. So when somebody Googles for your service, they'll see you front and center. They'll see, you know, not only your business name, but your logo, examples of your services, anything that we can promote for you online that will help give that potential client a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And your reviews naturally are listed there as they come in, right? So that's why a lot of people, when they're doing, you know, heavy online marketing, they start eliminating some of the, you know, face-to-face marketing, because they think, you know, why would I do that if it's, you know, kind of duplicating what I'm doing online, if that makes sense.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, you know, it sounds like, you know, you have a really good plan. And I think doing a car wrapping and doing those direct mailers, that definitely would help you with branding. So when people start seeing JML, they start associating it and they start recognizing your company, you know, that's all huge.
Right.
So how do you want to get started? Do you want to stick with your original plan and do like the lesser packages for the, you know, other two entities? Or did you want to kind of go with the whole nine yards and get them all set up individually?
If I were to do the other two packages, so
Certainly,
like for sure, the JML Custom Kitchen and Bath needs to have the $599.
Okay.
Now you said the other two will be $5.5 and $5.49, so it will be a total of $15.49 a month. $1,549. I mean, and then for all three. And then what's the initial cost for each of these?
So it would be $298 for the setup for all three. So the monthly charge would be $15.47, and then if we put the $99 on each one of the profiles, you would be paying $18.44 initially, so that would actually be $297 for the setup fee, and then each month moving forward, $15.47.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Or I want to let you know, Javier, our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business. So we, you know, help tens of thousands of businesses just like yours all over the United States and Canada. However, we also have a corporate division where we work with Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. You know, we've worked with Subway Sandwich, Anytime Fitness. And the reason I bring that up is that sometimes, you know, when you want to grow big like that, sometimes those entities will start with a smaller test, and then, you know, based on how that goes, they grow it. So, you know, example, when Extra Space Storage came working with us about, I think about maybe it's got to be like 12 years now, but when they first started, they did a very small pilot of just 5 locations, and they said, we're going to just, you know, track these 5 locations and see how they do. And they just celebrated their 1,300th location listed with us. So they came to our corporate office in Southern California, and they had food trucks for us, and we had a little celebration. So, you know, sometimes people like to kind of pace it that way too, you know. So, I mean, whatever you want to do, if you want to start with one and we do the $5.99 monthly and you test it, or if you want to set up all three right now, then I'll definitely, you know, do that.
I do want to set up all three.
Okay.
I'm just trying to I need to get it going. And I know it's an investment and it's going to pay off. Freddie, going back to him, and that's why I called you guys, because honestly, I had never heard of you guys. So he said, dude, you got to call them. So ever since he started using you guys, his business just boomed. He gets an average of like 20 calls a day. Say that he closes 2 or 3. Make you closest for one job every day out of 20 calls. His days are very busy. His business has grown tremendously. And
I love it.
It's all because when you type stucco contractor in Tampa, he's literally the first one that pops up there. He has, obviously, reviews have a lot to do with that. I don't know how, as soon as I don't know how you guys do it, but obviously I will have to, like, we've already done jobs for many people, so I will have to reach out to those clients, past clients, and ask them to do a Google review for us. I don't think that would be an issue. As a matter of fact, I already reached out to almost 30 past clients and asked them to do Facebook review for JML Custom Kitchen and Bath. We already have some Facebook reviews for and Google reviews for JML Investments, so it's a 5-star there. But his business has definitely boomed. So I would like that kind of result by being exposed on Google for the JML Custom Kitchen and Bath, but I also want to be present on Facebook. That's a big thing these days as well.
We'll help you with that. So once each of the listings is verified, and, you know, if there's a listing that you already have verified, you would just add us as a manager to it, and we could, you know, utilize the tool right away. But we have a review generator email. And it would say, for example, thank you for using JML Custom Kitchen and Bath. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that button, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling it out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. You see what I mean? And even for your established business profile that you already have for the investments, sometimes people think, oh, I have a 5-star rating and I'm great. I don't really have to worry about that one. But you still do because you have to stay relevant. You know, I've seen people where they have a 5-star rating, but they haven't had a fresh review posted for a year, you know, and I tell them that's affecting you because there's all these people on the first page next to you that have all gotten positive reviews this week and you don't have one for a year. That will affect you. The review generator email is so phenomenal. And what I would recommend is once you start using it, Javier, and you could even, you know, plug client emails in through your dashboard and just have the system send them out automated so you don't have to copy and paste anything. You would just, you know, hit send review and put emails in there and our dashboard would do it. Okay. But the cool thing about it is I would recommend, let's say that you get this all set up and you're like, well, there's 50 clients that I've had recently and I want to, you know, let them all know about it. And you send the review generator out to 50 clients and say, you know, that you get 30 reviews back overnight and they're all 5-star ratings. That also looks suspicious to an end user. You know, why does this guy have 30 reviews all posted on July 2nd, but nothing since, right? So it's always better if you have a database of past and present clients, rather than going gung-ho and sending that email to everybody. Just send out maybe, you know, 10 of them a week or something. Get an extra review here and there. That will help you more than, you know, of course, doing it all in one batch. I mean, it doesn't hurt you. It just looks suspicious to an end user. You know what I mean?
Correct. Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. I have information in front of me for JML Investments. So let me try to gather everything we need for that one, and then I can go back and create the second and third. So for the email, I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want it to go to Javier@investjml.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then this
so
will
for,
be the phone.
For JML, so for JML management, so it wouldn't really be investments. So for the JML management side, it will be, and then you, are you guys going to, what are we, how are we going to do the whole domain thing? Should I,
you know what, I'm going to have to check with that department to see if we can do a custom web design for a property management, because we have custom web designs that we build with all the bells and whistles on them, but they're industry specific. So property management is not on there right now. We have general contractor, so we could do it for the kitchen and bath, but you don't need it for the kitchen and bath. You already have a nice website for that, right? So I have to check with that department, because if not, we would put together what's called a splash page website. And then if you got a website for that aspect that you liked better, we could link them together so that the property management site would now get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Because if not, it becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. If people can't find you, you know what I mean? They'll never hire you from it. So I'm going to send you a text right now that says, this is for an electrician, by the way, but yours would be geared for the property management. So this is what we have available right now for property management. You can, you know, I'll check with that department if we can do the custom web design. But if not, if you get that link that I sent you, please open it. It'll say MorganElectricCA.com. So the first thing you see is the request information form at the top. That's very important. And you'll notice this is a one-page site with like a four different section parallax scroll. But the request information at the top is very, very important, especially for property management, because most people, when they see you on the first page, they're going to click to call you or contact you for immediate, you know, assistance. But there will be options where they can't call you right that moment because they're at work or they're with family. They can plug their information into this form. You get a lead. I'm sure your regular websites work that way already. But, you know, because the lead is a part of that Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. You can see on top the review generator link is already on here. Click here to leave us a review on Google. So if it's a past client, they can also utilize that. Anytime someone leaves you a 5-star rating on Google, that also, because these sites are integrated with the Google business page, would automatically populate over to your site. Down in the Our Services, this is where you have the ability to add anything that you feel would help with credibility. If it's, you know, a before and after photo, pictures, examples of services, we would upload that here. And down at the bottom, you'll see there's a map with the service area. The phone number is available on a click-to-call feature, both here at the bottom and at the top of the page. And this site happens to be a payment-integrated site. So for this, you know, general electrical contractor, if he goes out and he quotes someone on a job and they want to hire him, they can actually come to his site and pay him up front. So, you know, you can have that payment integration built into the site, or you can leave that off. That's just an option. But that's what we have available right now that we could utilize for the property management. And then I can check with that team and see if they could do maybe a custom web design. But I don't know if that's
that
available.
Looks cause, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
okay.
Looks perfect. I don't think for the property management, I don't think a payment option
is necessary.
It's necessary because for property management, what we do is that we get the listing. We go under our, for instance, Airbnb. We already have, you know, 26 5-star reviews.
Okay.
We literally have 100% satisfaction from all the listings that we have. And it's to the advantage of the client to have the listing under us. So we're the ones that are going to pay them at the end of the month, whatever the payout is after all expenses. So it will be the way it worked.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't like the payment integration built in a scenario like this one anyway, where he's an electrical contractor, because every person that he quotes is going to be a little bit different depending on what they need. You know, I think the payment integration works better if it's like a spa or a salon where they can tell you like, hey, if you get your eyebrows waxed, it's going to be this much and book an appointment and you have the feature to pay. That's a lot better than, you know, because they know everybody that gets that it pays the same. But when it's service oriented, it may not be the same depending on the products that people use or how much work is put into the job and, you know, how many different square feet the property is, and you know, so it's going to be different for everyone, you know. So but okay, so then let me start here. I'll send the confirmation to Javier at investjml.com, and then this will be the primary phone number for the property management side, right? The 813-613-4625.
Actually, no, for the, I think that's something that I do have to also set up, because we have a Google Voice number that we use for the JML investments. But obviously when you call, it prompts you to Google Voice, right? Like press one and say your name or something like that.
Oh, but, I see it now. It's 813-438-2938.
That's right.
It's on your site. Okay. So do you want to just start fresh and we'll start taking the information for the JML Custom Kitchen and Bath first, and then we'll circle back to the other?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, let me just see.
Since that one's going to be the most expensive one, let's say.
Okay, yeah.
Would you guys recommend getting just a brand new phone number for the property management? And because also, the 613... the 81, because for the real estate side, we use my wife's number, because I don't really do much of it anymore. She's the one that's, I'm on the picture, but I don't really talk to anyone. She's the one that handles it.
That's perfect, because this is just internal issues that I'm going to have in setting the accounts up. It has nothing to do with the
way
that
we list
you.
Okay, then you can use my number. You can use my number.
Yeah, because remember, we can put tracking numbers on these, but when I set up three different businesses like I'm doing with you, I have to set it up as three different profiles. So I can't do, for example, one profile and show three different legs of the business because it'll conflict. So for each profile, for me internally, I'm going to have to create an account using a phone number. So that's going to show, you'll get three different trackings with three different usernames, which would be the phone number I use to create it. But if you're not using that phone number for the account, even if it's just, you know, we're using a tracking number and everything's still coming to this number, that's okay as long as you know that each account will be have a different phone number associated with it. But like I said, that's just an internal issue, okay? So this is the phone number that I see on JML Custom Kitchen and Bath. So I would recommend let's just leave this profile that I have in front of me for that.
Right.
And then I'm just going to change the email on it to come to info@JML. Well, wait, do you want it? Is it Javier@JML Custom Kitchen and Bath?
So, no. So for the JML Custom Kitchen and Bath, it's just info.
Okay. So let me fix that. So you'll get that email. So I'll send the confirmation there. And your last name is Mena, M-E-N-A?
Mena. Yep.
Okay. And then I'm going to put. So do you want it listed as JML Custom Kitchen and Bath, or do you want Inc. or LLC on there? What's your thoughts there?
Well, we are an LLC, but I don't think we – should we add that, or do we have to?
I don't prefer it, but it's an option. Some people tell me,
no.
Tina, I need my LLC on there, and it's great. We can do it. But my thought is people don't care when they find you if you're in a corporation. Right.
Yeah.
So are you using the Hoover Boulevard address for this kitchen and bath?
Yes, that's our new address for all the businesses, yes.
Okay. So did you already create a Google Business page for this one under that address?
I did. But it has not been verified. They sent me,
Perfect.
The code they send you.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
in the mail.
Did you get the code yet, or you're still waiting?
I'm waiting for it in the mail. Yeah, it hasn't come
okay.
yet.
So here's why I ask: is if I create a profile for each leg of your business, and I use 5404 Hoover Boulevard for each address for each entity. That's going to show up as duplicate listings, and it might be a red flag to Google and hurt you. So what I would recommend is keep it at the 5404 Hoover Boulevard for this one. When you get the PIN code, you can enter it. But either way, you're just going to add us as a manager to the listings that you already have so that we can go in and we can optimize them. So the other listing for the investment, for example, it's under another address. But it's already verified for Tampa, so we can go in there and just have Google hide the address. That way, it's not going to show as a red flag because you don't want to use Hoover Boulevard published on three different locations and then it looks, you know, or three different businesses, it looks suspicious, right? So that way, we'll leave it at this. I'll send you an email that says, please add us to your Google listing. And that way, if you don't get the PIN code and we have to have Google send out another one or anything like that, we'll have access to assist you with that too. Okay?
Okay.
So now, rather than you paying $18.44 and $15.47 a month, it's going to be the same breakdown, but it's just going to be charged on three different profiles. So for this one, what is the billing address?
4644.
Mm-hmm.
Baycrest towards
mm-hmm.
Baycrest Drive.
Got it. And then is that Tampa or Odessa?
Oh, Tampa, I'm sorry.
Tampa, okay. And then the zip code?
33615.
33615. Okay, and then is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Both, my name.
Okay, any middle name or initial, or is it just Javier Mena?
Just Javier Mena.
Okay. And then the card number?
Yes. It is 4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225. 3065. 1731.
Okay. Expiration?
It is 0427.
Okay. 427. And the code on the back?
733.
Okay. I'm going to then temp. I'm just verifying the zip code you said was 33615, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So now I will go through a voice verification recording with you that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. So this says, in order to ensure the accuracy, and forgive me, Javier, some of it's going to be a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you.
Okay.
But it'll say, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JML, Custom Kitchen and Bath.
Okay. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Javier Mena, manager.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, August 10th, in the non-refundable amount. And again, I'm going to do the breakdown for just this one, and then I'll quickly go over the terms for the other two as we list them. So for this one, it will be $698 today. When your term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $599. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then, hold on a second. I'm trying to fix the billing so that it shows the Facebook ads too. And then you already have a business Facebook for this one, or do you need one for this one?
Oh, this one already has one.
This one has it. Okay, so same process will apply. You're just going to add us as a manager to this one, and then
You said somebody will contact me to do
yep,
that, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to create a client interview, and they're going to go over everything with you. And then after that, we'll start managing everything. So all you'll have to do after that is if you wanted to, you know, make an update or send in a photo or anything like that, you could do it. So okay. I just want to double check your subscription.
Now,
here.
Let's say if you're going to run a Google and Facebook ad, do you guys have your own pictures? What kind of content do you guys use?
So we typically will, if you already have a website or you already have a Facebook, we would pull content off of your existing information and promote it that way. Sometimes if people don't have anything, they either send us content or we would use stock photos that have worked successfully in their industry. So I don't think that's going to be necessary with you because you already have, you know, some internet presence for this. But, you know, if you want to add more, you can always call in and modify the campaign, and all of that is also free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. Okay?
Perfect.
So let me look at the calendar and see what time we can have the technician call you. It's processing right now, so bear with me. For the calendar. Typically, that client interview would take about 20 minutes. I'm going to book out an hour window for you because you're going to have three of them. So it might take, you know, a little bit extra. What works best, we have a 12 noon, a 4 p.m., 5 or 6 p.m.?
Let's do 4.
4, okay. So I'm blocking out, like I said, that hour window from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern. And that, of course, also is just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over, Javier, and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They will call you within that hour. I've had people say, call me right at 9:01. They haven't called me yet, and I'm upset, and I'm waiting. And I'm like, look, they're going to call you sometime within the hour.
I understand. I understand how it works. It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're a business owner, so you know it's like sometimes life happens. So.
Exactly.
So, okay. I'm just nailing down that appointment. Now, did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Flush? Okay. There's a link in there that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. I gave you some special pricing that's not available to the general public, so it's very important that you go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. That will ensure that the pricing for this location will never go up. So if you go into that link, it'll take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You would just scroll all the way to the bottom. And then there's going to be a little box that you have to check, and then you put in your name and hit confirm signature. Once you did it properly, it will ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will all be provided at the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in. So just one last thing I want to do is I want to send you a reminder for the email or for the appointment that's coming up today at 4. So I'm putting that in the calendar and I'm sending you. Okay, so you're going to get a reminder for that. Okay, so now just want to make sure everything looks good and then I can exit this one. And go.
I'm telling you, advertising is everything. My wife, while you do that, she has an uncle. He's an attorney here in Tampa. And,
oh, really?
He went to law school. So he was a real estate agent. He's the one that got me in real estate years ago. And he decided, almost at 40, to go back to school. And he went to law school. So he spent 4 years in law school.
Oh, my gosh.
And like at 41, became an attorney. And instead of going to work for an office, for, you know, a different office, he said, I'm going to go on my own and I'm going to start my business. And obviously, you know, you're a brand new attorney. It's difficult. So long story short, he decided to go full force with, you know, doing advertising. So this is 3 years ago. Today, he spends an average of $35,000 a month on advertising. And he's generating, his business generates anywhere between $4 to $5 million a year.
Wow.
And he just started 3 months ago. I'm sorry, 3 years ago.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you're local. You're not local, are you?
No, we're in Southern California. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're in California. So he is in like 95% of the buses. His face is like 95%
of the buses. Oh, my gosh. That's
everywhere.
Smart. Mm-hmm.
Every bus stop bench, you see his face on there. He's all over the place. But he did a huge marketing campaign, and that's what, you know, made his business.
We have one like that around here, and they're actually, his wife was on The Real Housewives of Orange County for a while. His name is Sweet James. He's an attorney. But no matter where you go, you see a billboard, and then you see a bus stop, and then you see a bus driving by, and you see like Sweet James everywhere. So I'm imagining, based on what you just told me, your uncle is the same way for Tampa. You see him plastered everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Yes. Yes.
Good for him.
It's
you know,
very
I can.
Important.
he has to spend that much too to advertise, because pay-per-click rate for an attorney, I don't know what type of law, but criminal defense, for one click, it's like $158, you know? So,
so this is the thing. He, in his office, they handle everything. So he went all out. He personally handles like accidents and like personal injury and things like that. But he hired, I think, three other attorneys. One does criminal, the other one does family, and one other one does something else. So he's handling divorces, you know, all kinds of law that, oh, and the other one's real estate and construction. So
wow.
They handle it all.
I'm proud of him. That, you know, the whole thing I love about that story is that he went back at 40 and made it happen, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That just shows that if you set your mind to something, you're going to achieve it, you know, no matter what. And
that's
he did.
Right.
And good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
right.
probably
yeah,
see
right.
him sitting on an island somewhere with a little umbrella in his drink, right?
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying it all one
oh,
day.
Yeah.
He might
that's
own
right.
the island.
Right.
So, okay, so now I have this one all nailed down for you. We're done with it. The 4 o'clock appointment set. So let's go into the next one. So you want to do the real estate one or the property management next? And then that'll just give me a phone number. Either we're going to use your wife's phone number or maybe the tracking number.
So,
The Google Voice number. I'm sorry.
For Matt, so... I don't know if we should use a Google Voice number. For
well,
that.
We're not going to use it. Remember, I just need a different number to create a new account, and then I'm going
to create the account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, let's do, we can use for management, and we can use the Google Voice number.
Okay, so I just had your site up in front of me, but it closed, so give it to me again. Or do you want me to look it up?
It is 813, I can get it. 813-438-2938.
Mm-hmm. 2938?
2938, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. It's allowing me to create the account under that. Okay. So, Javier Mena. And
now,
then...
for this one, we do have a Google account already that covers JML Investments and Management. So, I guess we just need that tweaked.
Right. All you have to do is add us as a manager and we can start working on it right away. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm going to put links to all of this in the note for the technicians so that when they call you at 4, they'll already have the Google business page for this. And then, so for this one, if we take that Google Voice number off, and end up using a tracking number, it's an option, but if you wanted to do that, and the way it's set up now, do all of the phone calls still come to you to the 4625 number? Or where do the calls go when someone calls that Google number?
Oh, it goes to my phone. I have it on my phone.
Okay. So I'll set it up the same way here just so that everything forwards to you. And then... Oh, I already had it up. Okay. So I'm going to put, just for consistency, the same address. Elrich Road is on your site, and the other one is on the Google business page. We'll probably hide the one on the Google business page. So what, let's see here. What address out of those two is the most recent one? Because I know you said they're both old addresses.
The one that's recent is the you have Ehrlich Road and what other? And Gun Highway, you said?
I'm going to go back to the Google business, which I have to anyway because I want to put the link in here. So let's see.
I think Google has the Gun Highway, yeah, 85. Yeah, that's like old. That address is very old.
Okay, so I'm going to associate this account with the Elrich Road, but like I said, we have it hidden on the profile anyway, so it's not going to matter. So.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the only way we can do that is because you're still servicing Tampa. If you had moved to like a different area, that wouldn't work, but you're still in the same area, right. So that works. Okay, so this one is all set up, and then